Welcome to CodyCast. This is Cody Allen's podcast.
Country music star, once the American Idol winner, Scotty McCreery, joins me on this podcast. We'll talk about his latest tune, Climbing the Charts, You Time. And we play a little round of what would Scotty do with some revealing details about his favorite order at Bojangles. Yeah, it's all right here in this podcast starting right now. Scotty on the line here.
What's going on, Cody? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Beautiful day.
Good. Yeah, it's actually, if you're in Nashville, I don't know if you are, or in North Carolina.
We're in Carolina today.
Yeah. It's the cooler, drier air has moved in here for like 2 days. And so It's sunny and yet dry and not humid. So it's actually really nice today in Nashville.
Yes, hallelujah. I start to get the afro when it gets too humid, so I'm all for this.
I actually thought of you over the weekend because I was in South Carolina, my home state, and I went to Bojangles.
And I did you?
Yeah, I think of you every time I go to Bojangles drive-thru.
Dude, it's still so funny when I go out in public sometimes and somebody, you can tell somebody recognized me and they'll look at me and they'll kind of give me that look. And they say, hey, do I know you? I'm like, oh, maybe, you know, thinking they might know the music. And they're like, you're that Bojangles guy.
Well, I mean, you would think like American Idol might be a bigger thing they might remember you for. But who knew Bojangles would be your like calling card?
Man. Oh, I love it. It cracks me.
I know. Congrats on You Time. I think you told me You Time, even though it kind of is like a self-fulfilling prophecy, sort of like it, we're all in the last year and a half got more You Time, basically. You didn't write this one during the pandemic, though. It was written before, right?
Yeah, this was a 2019 song here, so It really was kind of like almost eerie, you know, looking ahead to like, oh, wow, we're, you know, in the song, it's like, I need to stop the spinning of the world. It's like, wow, that literally kind of happened in the last year. So, but yeah, man, honestly, I think that's been one of the, you know, the silver linings over the last year is just being able to spend this much time with Gabi and hanging out. It's so young in our marriage. That's been a good thing. She might say the opposite on some days. Like, I wish she'd get on the road, but it's been cool.
It's been nice to be home for a little bit, but are things getting crazy again as it started to ramp up for you?
Yeah, which is exciting. I mean, we're heading out tomorrow night for Fresno and got a couple shows in California. We're heading up to Alaska. I've never been to Alaska.
You're gonna love it.
Oh, dude, I can't wait. I mean, I've been like watching the Discovery Channel fishing shows and stuff, and Life Below Zero. That's another one that I enjoy watching. So I'll be hopefully know some of the ropes, but I can't wait to get up there.
The one I love is Living Alaska. I don't know if you've seen that, where the people have to. It's kind of like House Hunters, where they go in and they like buy an Alaska home, but they see like three homes, and I love Alaska. Oh, it's and where are you going up there? Are you going to Anchorage or where?
Yeah, we're playing in Anchorage, but we're getting there and we're flying off to some like remote fishing cabin for like 3 days. So I'm not entirely sure where that's going to be, but I know the show is in Anchorage, and so
dude,
yeah.
I want to go. I don't know why I'm not invited, but it's an amazing and beautiful place. When it comes to Gabi, is she going to join the tour this year? She'll be on the road with you or what?
Yeah, she'll be out there for a lot of it. She'll be out there for a lot of it. So it's going to be nice having, I mean, we're still coming out of everything, going to be on the one bus. So it'll be me, 12 guys, and Gabi, you know, on that bus. So I said, hey, they love you. We all love you. As long as you're cool being on the bus with 12 stinky guys, you know, come on. So
she must enjoy that scene. She likes being out on the road with you, huh?
Yeah. You know, and I love it too, because I can fall victim to getting to these cool cities, but not leaving the tour bus, you know, and just kind of staying on there. And when she's out there, she's like, hey, let's wake up and let's go see this cool park, or let's go take, you know, and she's always got cool ideas and wanting to go explore. So it gets me out too, which is great.
When it comes to the new show for 2021, I know you've got a lot of headlining dates coming up. I'll get to the Old Dominion stuff in a second. But when it comes to like your show, what is new this year, or what have you added? What's most exciting to you when it comes to playing these dates?
Yeah, you know, we were just in rehearsals last week and we kind of blew up the show that we had, and because I've been kind of riffing on the same show for the last few years, changing the song here, you know, switching things up. But I mean, we got new covers we're playing. We're going to be playing, you know, new songs from the new album coming out later this year that aren't out yet, and just kind of trying to see if the fans even like them, you know, and try to test them out. So this show is it's going to be brand new. I mean, for us, so I can't wait, man. I'm pumped.
Those are the headlining shows, and then also you'll be with Old Dominion for their Live from the Ballpark tour, which, as a former pitcher yourself, I know it must be kind of cool and exciting to be going into these like baseball venues and performing.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It'll kind of be like going back to the old stomping ground, although I would have never made it to the minors and majors and all that, but I'm hoping maybe we can get like some wiffle ball games, like the Sky team versus Old Dominion, wiffle ball or kickball or something going on.
I have a feeling your band might be better than Old Dominion at that. I don't know. It's just my hunch.
They got a couple athletes over there, I think. So we'll see. Get a little, you know, competitive spirit out there.
Have you seen any of the, I know Major League Baseball is going on. I'm following the Braves myself. What's your team?
Yeah, so I've always been, the Braves have always been like my two team, because growing up, you know, here in the South, it's like they were always on TV, you know, growing up watching Chipper Jones and all them. But my dad's from New England, so he kind of raised me a Red Sox fan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Red Sox and Braves, they're my two squads.
And College World Series coming up, too. I've been watching a little bit of that as well. I just love to see, like, these young teams sort of find their way, and it's kind of always exciting, although – you know, you've got Vandy back in it. It looks like Tennessee actually doing pretty well as well. So are you following any of that?
Dude, I am. It's funny you mentioned that, because, I mean, I went to NC State there in Raleigh for school, and they had to play Arkansas, who is the number one team in the country in the Super Regional, and they just won, was it yesterday? So they're going to be there in the College World Series, and everybody's asking me, like, hey, are you going to go to Omaha and watch? And I was like, dude, I've been home for a year and a half, and now something happens. I'm like, man, I'd love to go, and I could do, you know, whatever the last year and a half, but now we're hitting the road for like 2 or 3 weeks. So I'll be watching from afar.
Yeah. Here's a fun question for you. If you were putting together your own, like, baseball team of country music stars, who would you want, like, on your team?
Well, a couple guys right out of the box. Brett Young would be right up there. I know he played baseball at Ole Miss. Chris Lane, just super athlete. He played baseball over there at UNC Charlotte. My sister went to school there, so he's a stick as well. I think there's quite a few guys that are like that are pretty good. I'm trying to think of some other. Chase Rice, he's an athlete, you know. He went to the wrong school, UNC, but he's a good dude.
Well, I feel like maybe like Hardy, you know, a guy like that. I feel like he looks like a slugger to me. Like, he would hit that ball hard.
He does, man. And even on the golf course, man, he can hit the crap out of the ball. He's great. So
you play golf quite a bit as well?
Yeah. I used to be pretty decent. Now I'm kind of terrible again, but I don't know what happened, but I enjoy getting out there. It's kind of a you just get out of there and kind of can turn your mind off for 4 hours. And even during the pandemic, you know, that was like the only thing open. And my wife is like, are you sure you should be going out there? And, you know, during all this, and I was like, well, trust me, babe. I was like, I will be socially distanced from everybody, because I'll be looking for my golf ball in the woods the whole time. Got to worry about it.
Oh, that's funny. Okay. I have a little game here for you. It's called WWSD. What would Scotty do?
Wow.
All right. So these are things. You tell me these circumstances, you know, situations, and what would you do? Like, for example, if you had 1 hour of free time to spend however you want, what would you do?
Oh, my goodness. 1 hour of free time, I would probably spend what I enjoy recently is just being in the backyard, kind of grilling up some birds or something with a nice little drink in hand, maybe a cigar, just kind of relax for an hour.
All right. You know? I like it. What would Scotty do before a show? You have like a before show kind of ritual or anything you do right before you go on?
Man, I'm like the dullest pre-show ritual guy there is. I'm typically like either taking a nap to rest up for it, eating a box of Cheez-Its, watching it. No, it's nothing like there's no one thing I do before every show.
How about after the show?
After the show, it's crack a cold can and kind of come down, because man, you're on such a high after coming off the stage. It takes a while to come down, but yeah, just sitting with the band, chilling. it's fall, get the fireplace going outside. Right. So,
Here's a fun one, since you just celebrated your 10th anniversary of being an American Idol winner. What would Scotty do if you had to do American Idol all over? What would be one thing you wanted to do different?
I can name 100 things I'd do different. first things first, I would hold the microphone straight. That's probably a good thing. Might would have worn boots instead of flip flops to my audition. I can go on and on.
All right. What would Scotty do if Cardi B called you and said, "I want to do a collaboration"?
I'd probably tell her I think you got the wrong number, Cardi B.
What would you do with $100 a gift card at Costco? What would you buy?
Oh my goodness! You know they have I'd get a bunch of their ribs. They sell like big old packs of ribs for like, I swear it's like $15. It's so cheap, and they're great ribs too. So I'd probably just load up on ribs.
Sounds good. And finally, what would Scotty do when ordering at the Bojangles drive-thru? What would you order?
Oh, wow. I'd probably get a 4-piece Supreme dinner, French fries, sweet tea, barbecue sauce, and if I'm feeling dangerous, maybe a Bo-Berry biscuit.
I was going to ask about the Bo-Berry biscuit because to me, there's nothing better. I mean, they're so good. Good stuff, Scotty. Thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate it. And
absolutely, man. Hope you're well, and hopefully we get to see you here soon in person. Feel like things are going again, so I'm pumped.
Yeah, me too. I hopefully see you on the road here before too long, and my best to Gabi and the family, and y'all take care.
Thank you, man. You too, bro.
This has been CodyCast. Subscribe now on iTunes. Listen anytime on the iHeartRadio app. Cody is heard on hundreds of radio stations across America and seen on CMT Hot 20 Countdown every weekend. For more, go to cmtcody.com.